Tech with Toby. Toby Shafshak is the boss at Stuff Studios. He is with us this evening on The Money Show, as he is every Monday night. Talk to me about the new MacBook. Are you a fan, Toby?
I am a big fan of Apple's hardware, as you probably know. Mostly because they work really well. Although Apple is, I suppose, a kind of ivory tower technology, only 5% of people use MacBooks. I'm very happy using them, and I use them for all of the people who work for me at Stuff Studios. And of course, it's brilliant. The biggest news in recent times has been that Apple now uses its own silicone in its MacBooks. It's done this in its iPads and its iPhones for years, and of course, it's no longer the kind of launches when Steve Jobs was around and in charge. All of the details, Bruce, are very often leaked, as has been this case for days and days. And of course, the processor was called an M1. I have the current MacBook Pro M1. And the new one is coming, called the M1 Max or the M1 Pro. And these are better, faster, more powerful computing chips. But also, what's interesting is that Apple's differentiator has always been that it makes everything. It makes the processors, the software, the hardware, and all of this combination of, you know, including all of this together gives you a product where the sum is just vastly more than the whole is vastly more than the sum of the parts. So it's very interesting. It's a good move from Apple. There's been a lot of criticism about this M1 generation. So, for instance, my previous laptop, I could plug in two extra monitors. Now I can only plug in one. I know that seems like a first world problem, but I promise you, a lot of people who use Macs find that very useful. And in a way, even though Apple is so brilliant and everybody gives it the credit that it deserves and thinks it's really wonderful, the sad truth, Bruce, is that Apple has a design problem. And anyone who's used a MacBook and has tried to plug in peripherals will tell you this. So the current generation of MacBooks only has two USB-C or Thunderbolt USB ports on the side, only on one side. My previous model had four, which is much more useful. They're usually too close together, so you can't put a cable and a USB stick.
Maybe you can get an adapter for that, though, can't you?
Yes, of course you can, and Apple will sell you one for 1,500 rand. But all it has is one USB-C port, one HDMI port, and one old snark called USB-A
These guys aren't stupid, Toby. I mean, surely this is based on some form of research and market insight, or is it simply a desire to make more space on the computer for other goodies and gadgets?
Yes and no, Bruce. I mean, I've been a Mac user for, I don't know, a decade or so, 15 years. And I didn't want to be one of those journalists who didn't muck it in with the masses, as it were, and only used Mac but didn't use Windows. And in fact, I suppose that paradigm has shifted. Even though I use an Apple phone, I make sure that I always use an Android device. And as you know, I've been loving the Samsung Galaxy Fold 3. But here's the problem. You know, anyone who uses a computer, doesn't matter what operating system, when you push enter, what do you expect the file to do? You expect the file to execute. You don't expect it to open so you can rename it, right? Apple has failed to change the simple design flaw forever long. Okay, so let's just admit it, guys.
And then you get Windows
Why
for Mac.
Why don't they have a delete key?
Yeah, but the Windows for Mac, you know, to try and solve that particular problem. And it seems weird to me that they persist in the biggest bug that anybody you ever talk to about a Mac complains about, and that's precisely that issue, that they're just some totally really odd operating system sort of foibles.
Exactly, and why no delete key? Okay, so you don't want us to delete. All right, enough already. You know, everybody in the universe wants to delete. They don't want a backspace. You know, how hard can it be? I'll show you where to put it on the keyboard. I've even worked it out. I've measured it with my measuring tape, Bruce. So Apple makes amazing products, but they have some weird blind spots. And unfortunately, it just diminishes the whole experience, because you can't really deal with a company that defends something as dwarf, and I do mean dwarf, as pushing the enter key to rename a file. I mean, come on, you made a mistake. You can fix it. It's, you know, people, you know, admit their mistakes and move on, except Apple.
With some, with fans like Toby, who needs critics? Toby Shapshak, thank you very much indeed. Toby Shapshak is the chief at Stuff Studios. Big fan of MacBook, except for the stuff that's really annoying. And I think it's the stuff that really annoys all other fans of Mac as well. Thank you, Toby Shapshak. It's Eyewitness News Time.